Visiting with Carrie Morgan of the Missouri State Fair, as the theme for the 116th Missouri State Fair has been announced for the big event in Sedalia, August 9th through the 19th. And Carrie, looks like you're asking us to once again come home to Sedalia.
We are. We had such a great reaction to that theme last year. People of all ages seemed to really speak to them, and a lot of good positive feedback. So we haven't done that in many, many years where we've kept the same theme, but because it was so positively received and because it seems to fit so well, we decided to bring it back.
What was it about the theme Come Home that you believe resonated with Missourians last year?
Well, I think a lot of people consider the State Fair, you know, it's hometown pride, it's a homecoming. There's a lot of different ways you could think about it. One thing that really spoke to me, I met a young lady last year, actually at a governor's conference on ag, and that's where we kind of unveiled it for the first time. She's 19 years old, and she saw it, and she literally started to cry. And she said, oh, my gosh, she said, I'm 19, but I have come to the fair for 20 years. So mom was pregnant when she came to the fair for the first time. And so the fair is truly like a homecoming for her, getting to see people that she doesn't, you know, gets to see once a year at the state fair. And as luck would have it, that young lady became our state fair queen this year. So maybe you've heard her tell that story. But that's where it really hit home for me, was, you know, what it meant to a lot of people, and even, you know, people of all ages. So I think it really appeals to people, and the fact that it appeals for different reasons. People come to the fair for different reasons, some for livestock shows, some for, you know, to see the ag exhibits, some to come ride the carnival rides, some to come see concerts. So it really has a wide appeal for a lot of different people across the state.
Now, while the theme is staying the same this year, will you be doing anything different in terms of marketing or promotions or anything new that we can already announce for what will be coming to the fair?
Sure. We're meeting on a lot of those right now. We actually had a carnival meeting yesterday and looking at some different carnival promotions to try to entice people to come and spend some time on the carnival grounds while they're here. We're still really in the preliminary phases of a lot of that. A lot of our sponsors have committed to come back for us for 2018, so a lot of our daily promotions, I think, are going to stay pretty similar to what we've been doing. Been working with FFA. They have intentions to bring back that food insecurity service day where they are going to pack, hoping to pack even more meals in 2018 for Missouri families. So a lot of things are kind of starting to take shape, but we really do kick off the fair season right at the first of the year. So a lot of meetings are being held right now to try to get things, you know, kind of squared away and figure out our direction for 2018.
And last year, everything just seemed to fall into place perfectly with help from Mother Nature, with it not being too hot, and attendance was quite high up there. What's it going to take to meet or even surpass last year's high attendance marks?
Well, good weather is the key. This will be my 11th fair, and we've been pretty lucky since I've been here, had a few hiccups, but weather certainly does play a huge factor in our attendance. You know, rain is just, you know, pretty much kind of disables a lot of things going on here on the fairgrounds. So if everyone can do their, you know, talk nice to Mother Nature and, you know, don't give her too much trouble right now. She's given us a little bit of a freezing rain here in central Missouri right now, but talk nice about her and hope that we're going to get some good weather in August.
And it's definitely not going to be freezing rain when everybody comes home to the Missouri State Fair, August 9th through the 19th in Sedalia. Carrie, anything additional we'd like to pass along to our listeners today?
I just want to encourage everyone, sign up to be a fair fan on our website. It's a free service, and you're going to get information about the fair right to your email inbox. Also, check us out on our social media, our Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. We have done a little facelift to our Pinterest page, so you can check that out. If you like to go on Pinterest, check out what we've got going on there. As information comes to us, we'll be putting it through those social media channels for sure. It'll be one of your first places that you're going to see the information. So definitely check us out. We'll be redoing our website. We're working on that right now, so the website will get a new look here within the next month. So a lot of exciting things going on. It's really kind of a fun time for us to start putting everything together and, you know, watching everything come together for an August event.
Carrie Morgan of the Missouri State Fair visiting with us. Again, the theme for the 116th Missouri State Fair, the same as the 115th. Come home August 9th through the 19th. Good to visit with you, Carrie.
You too, Kyle. Thank you.
And for Regional Radio, I'm Kyle Hill.